This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Community leaders will gather today to announce partnerships in four neighborhoods in Chicago where gun violence is an issue. Austin, Garfield Park, Humboldt Park, and Little Village are communities that are developing plans called Community Violence Interventions, or CVI for short. Today, each neighborhood will learn which community partner will be selected and funded through public and private funds. Shonda Collins is a spokesperson for the Institute of Nonviolence Chicago, which is leading the effort.
We've seen over the course of the last 5+ years, reduction in gun violence in Chicago. This particular initiative comes from, you know, the success that we've had.
The event begins at 11 this morning at Grace and Peace Church on the west side. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting what's currently the largest capital construction program in state history. The capital budget pays for construction in a number of areas: roads, bridges, mass transit, ports, and more. The newly revised multi-year plan from IDOT looks to spend more than $41 billion through 2030. Pritzker says that means a lot of construction.
I can say to all of you, sorry about the orange cones you see if you're slowed down in traffic, but in another way, I'll say sorry, not sorry.
The plan is paid for largely through state borrowing that's repaid through motor fuel taxes, gambling revenue, and other sources. The federal government also chips in. It spends $5.3 billion on projects in the fiscal year that starts July 1st. It was a meaningful Father's Day weekend for a group of parents at Lincoln Prison in Central Illinois. WBEZ's Lauren Frost reports.
A big bus of family members pulled up at the Correctional Center Saturday for a day of arts and crafts, ice cream sundaes, and time with their incarcerated loved ones. The trip was planned by the Women's Justice Institute and Colby House Jail Ministry. Eric Clare got a visit from his wife and three of his kids.
Especially on a day like this, on Father's Day, it means a lot. It means more than any regular visit, especially that we're able to do activities. Because usually on a regular visit, we can't really do too much moving around or nothing. So today is a real special day.
One, two, three.
Happy Mother's Day!
The Chicago sky fell to the Indiana Fever 91-83 yesterday. During the game, Sky rookie Angel Reese was called for a flagrant foul when her elbow hit Fever rookie Caitlin Clark in the head. Reese defended the foul to reporters.
Well, the basketball play, I can't control the refs. They affected the game, obviously, a lot tonight. So, I mean, I'm always going for the ball, but y'all going to play that clip, what, 20 times before Monday?
Clark says she, too, thought Reese was just going for the ball. The loss dropped the sky to 4-9 on the season. They have a few days off before hosting the Dallas Wings on Thursday morning. Some more things you should know today. A heat wave will bring dangerously hot temperatures to the Midwest and Northeast this week, with health officials urging people to make plans now to stay safe. The National Weather Service says some areas are likely to see extreme heat reaching daily records, especially in the Ohio Valley and Northeast. People are encouraged to stay in air-conditioned spaces, drink plenty of water, and check on neighbors and relatives who might be vulnerable. And as we're experiencing those hot temperatures, there's an air quality alert in effect until midnight for Chicago and the collar counties. The Illinois EPA warns weather conditions will lead to ozone and particulate levels being at or above unhealthy levels. This could be especially harmful for people with respiratory conditions like asthma. Today's weather: temperatures are going to reach the low 90s, and we're expecting a sunny day. And tomorrow, the weather should be similar with cloudier skies. A quick update for you about some changes coming to the Rundown podcast. Starting today, our midday episodes with co-host Aaron Allen will be in your ears every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And every Friday, Aaron will chat with Nudia Hernandez from WBEZ's sister station Vocalo, bringing you more of the Chicago arts and culture conversations you love. Lisa Labez and I will still be with you every weekday morning and afternoon. On today's midday episode, Aaron talks with one of the local leaders you might have seen profiled on the wall of a Northside bus shelter, an unsung hero of Uptown.
Have any of those folks come up to you and said, I saw your portrait at the bus stop?
Couple of people, actually, they call me and they said, oh, I'm so happy that I'm friends with you.
Yes, I know her.
Aaron Allen talks with Emen Hawang Vien, as well as the creator of the Unsung Heroes Art Project. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.